This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Bringing in the music for us. I love parodies. That's a good one. I don't care what you say. That was pretty smart.
Yeah, pretty smart. That. And I have one more that I'll share with you a little later.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm Fred Penny, your host, with Denise Dirks, who is at least 6 or 8 feet away from me. Then we have Cal Hunter behind the glass. It doesn't matter. He's way in there. He doesn't have to disinfect anything due to the fact that his office and his studio, where he's, it's only him that goes in there.
I'm hermetically sealed.
It's like, who cares what virus is in there? It doesn't matter because you're in there by yourself.
But my board just sneezed at me.
Ooh. 855 Law Radio. This is Radio Law Talk, the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. However, it's not going to be quite as exciting or entertaining because Todd Cunin's not here. He said he has allergies. Actually, this is true. We're broadcast all over the country, but we're based here out of California, and it's allergy season right now.
Yes.
And the coronavirus and allergy season do not mix with people who are extra sensitive to the coronavirus.
Well, they mimic each other in a way.
Oh my gosh, I really get allergies, and we're in an area where there's pollen from fruit trees and stuff like that, and oh my gosh, I was walking down.
Everything's good.
Everything.
Hay.
Yeah, you can see my voice is a little bit raspy, and I was walking down Walmart, this guy had his mask on and everything, and my eyes are a little watery, and I'm sniffling, and he must have got 10 feet from me, and he turned around and did a beeline and went the other way. I almost ran after him. Hey!
Wait, the pollen is so bad that Fred's car turned yellow.
It is. I have a white car that turns yellow, and it's just, my gosh, it is just crazy out there. So my wife, again, I brought this. My wife said, I'm a jokester. I've always been a jokester my whole life. My wife says, you do that, I'm going to be so mad at you. I really seriously wanted to go into the store and spray a bunch of water on me and have a little puffer. And then walk around and hack a little bit. Is it a little warm in here? Is it warm in here?
Me. No, that's not. This is not really the time to do that, Fred.
Time to do that?
I mean,
inappropriate.
If so many people weren't losing their lives, it would be funny.
Yeah, it is. You know what? Yeah. You have to look at humor. I'm sorry. I always look at the humor part of stuff. And that's a story.
You know what that comes from? I did the same thing in a newsroom. It comes from being raised by a police officer.
That's
I believe
true.
This.
That's probably true.
Because a large of the way that news people, police officers, people in high intensity, intense situations deal with this stuff is by gallows humor, by just kind of.
That's the way I deal with stuff.
I think either you get it from being raised by a police officer, or you just don't get it at all. Because I don't have that great of humor, and my dad was funny, and he was a police officer.
Well, I think it's a coping mechanism for a lot of people.
I'm the kind of guy that, you know, those of you who don't know me who are learning about me is I'm really the type of guy. It's like, okay, I'm dealing with it. You know, what else can you do? You know, it's just like, well, but well, again, I think it's the personal injury lawyer in me because I deal with so much death and injuries and sad situations that they always ask, how is it you can do this? And even my wife says, how do you deal with this? I said, I focus on work and I kind of put it off And if I start thinking about it too much, it'll be sad. It'll be a sad. I mean, a very good, you know, really lovely client of mine. Her husband passed away, and yesterday was the 1 year anniversary, and I, it's a sad day. And but what do? I focus. I work. I just
well, what you do is you actually name your newborn cow Corona.
Okay, that's exactly what I was going to say. So those of you who don't follow me on Instagram, it's Frederick Penny One. I did. We had a brand new calf, and I named him Corona, and he is the cutest little thing. He's 3.5 days old now.
And he has a little white belly and black head and black hindquarters.
Yeah, because they're what's called belted Galloways. Those of you who know anything, they're called belties. And I have a herd of belted Galloways. And the little
guys. And they're
guys,
so cute. Oh, my God. I never saw cows like that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they're Scottish. And they come from Scotland. And in the olden days, they had to determine the difference between the king and queen's herd and the herd from the commoners. And it was thousands of years. This was bred into them where there's a white stripe. They're black with a white stripe. You can't get a red one or a brown one, but they're a little more rare. Yep, they're a little more rare.
And the stripe is on their belly, right?
Their belly, and they call them Oreo cows. And the reason is then you could tell if it was royalty's cows, and if someone had taken one, it was pretty obvious whose it was, because only royalty could have those cows.
So no need to brand them. It was just very obvious.
No, actually, right. Their brand is in the ear. Believe it or not.
A tag?
Yeah. No, not even a tag. They have a little brand in your ear. You burn a little brand in their ear. It's
but that
bizarre.
Irritates them a little bit, huh?
Actually, believe it or not, yeah, people don't realize this. It's
like
a hide.
It's piercing your ear.
Yeah, no, what's even less? It's a hide.
There's no nerves there.
Yeah, there's no nerves. Yeah. In fact, I have a neighbor, and by the way, those of you who don't know me also, I grew up on kind of a small country farm, I mean, very small. And I call myself not a cowboy or not a farmer, but a country boy. And, you know, what you do with cows is when you brand them, they just like, most of the time they only look at it. And my neighbors sometimes got mad and say, why are you hitting your cows? So when you give them a shot, hey, this is Radio Law Talk and you're learning about cows. When you give them a shot, because I have to pin them up, I give them their shots, you hit their, where you're going to give them the shot, you hit it with your fist. And it kind of stimulates it or numbs it up to some degree so they don't feel it. And then, boom, you hit it. They have no idea even what happened. You sit there and they're looking around. They don't even know that hit the shot. So you kind of just hit that area a little bit. So
I would never have known
that. Yeah, that's exactly what you do. So if you want to talk to us, you can also tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not dispensing legal advice. The only time you can use this is late at night or on the weekends or during the holidays when you're with your in-laws and they say...
Or the milking barn. Or if you're out in the milking barn, yes. Like you could say, well, I heard on radio... Wait, I heard this. And you have to interrupt and say, I'm sorry, but the guys on Radio Law Talk said that.
And my Grandma Harrington, Lord bless her, she'd always say, they say, and my dad would get mad and say, Mom, what is they? Who's they? Well, they say. So when they say, you say, no, Radio Law Talk says the following. Remember, we're going to do a case or no case. We're going to talk a lot about coronavirus. There's lawsuits dealing with coronavirus, motions in courts, and all these legal issues going on with the coronavirus. And you're saying, well, what? We're going to go over those. There's probably four or five we're going to talk about.
Well, I hope one of them's not my case or no case. I guess we'll find out.
I hope not. Yeah. Well, your case or no case. Then we're going to talk about Lori Loughlin, her case, and Lamar Jackson lawsuit. Lamar Jackson, who those of you don't know, is a dual-threat quarterback. And let me tell you, without details again, my son-in-law plays in the NFL, and it has gone nose to nose, or at least close to nose with him. He's never sacked him, but that's an exciting thing. But we're going to talk about Lamar Jackson suing Amazon. We're going to talk about that when we get back. If you want to email us after the fact, email us at info@radiolawtalk.com, or you can go to radiolawtalk.com and look at our podcasts from prior. Any type of prior show, it's going to be on that podcast. So we're going to get into case or no case, a lot of anecdotal stuff. And when I come back, Denise and I, we're going to tell you our newest affiliates that are joining us. We'll be back right after this. Cal, you can just take us out with 30 seconds.
I'll take you out with some gentle music and give you a little piece of advice from my good friend who was a funeral director. He said, with some situation like the one we're in now, realize we cannot change what happened. We can only change what comes next. So that's our challenge, I think, in times like this. So Radio Law Talk will continue in just a minute, right here, wherever you're listening. Stick around, there's more ahead.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Since 1960, Iceberg Drive-In has been a family favorite for not only our famous thick shakes with unlimited delicious flavor combinations, but also our hand-breaded onion rings, delicious fries, and signature fry sauce. The Iceberg Shake Shop is perfect for high-traffic locations such as busy strip malls, recreational amusement centers, or near theaters. We are seeking qualified franchisees in the western United States. You'll have access to not only the popular Iceberg Drive-In name, but also our procedures, buying power, and operations. Plus, receive support dedicated to your success. For more information, email franchise@icebergdrivein.com or visit our website at icebergdrivein.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call, 916-259-4043, 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Where's Todd? Boys are weird.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Cal, do what everybody loves, and that is roll case or no case.
All right, want to get to it now? Here we go. All right, here we go. Let's see.
To play case or no case.
I'm going to do it again. Here we go.
All right, all right.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, later on the show, a 3-point memory test for case or no case. It's all coming up. Todd, sorry you're going to miss out. And now, case or no case. Stephen Groh is a man who lost his job. However, he went to college and said if I could just learn Mandarin Chinese, it might help me in my job prospects because that's clearly an emerging global market. If I can communicate with the Chinese, it might help me. So he took a class and was instructed to purchase a Chinese to English, English to Chinese dictionary. I thought that's pretty cool. And then he started Googling old speeches with international figures where they made Chinese speech references, including one by the late President John F. Kennedy, who obviously wasn't late yet at the time, who said, and I quote, "In the Chinese written language, the word fear is represented by two brushstrokes. One stands for danger, the other for opportunity. In a crisis, beware of the danger, but recognize the opportunity." So Mr. Groh thought, well, that'd be cool. I'll use that. And so he looked it up in the dictionary, and in response to a vocabulary test, that's what he wrote down with these Chinese characters. And he got it wrong. The Chinese teacher said, you know, he wrote in the margins, popular misconception. And this was not accurate or true, so Stephen began to look into other words in the dictionary that found several errors using the same characters, errors that he said were outrageous, that cost him points on his grade, knocked him down from an A- to a B+. And he said, that's just not good. Anybody else who bought this dictionary has also been damaged by the inaccuracy, so I'm going to seek a lawyer to see if there's some remedy that might apply to all the purchasers of this dictionary. And so I ask you, Denise, I think I'll start with you today. Case or no case, what say you?
What was the name of the dictionary?
What I think I told you. Let me see. Let me look at it. It's B&D, I believe. Let me look. I'll tell you in a second. Go ahead on your thinking.
Okay.
Well,
if he's thinking that there's a lot of people that have been damaged by this and it cost them in grades, it's going to be difficult to quantify monetarily how much you get are damaged by having your grade affected by a dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
However, it could be a class action suit. If that is, then perhaps he could be the head of the class action suit. I forgot what they're called, but they're like
plaintiffs.
Yeah, they're plaintiffs, but they're like the head class member or whatever.
Oh, the top dog, as it were.
Yeah, well, they have to reflect a lot of the other damages for other people that are in the class.
Okay.
You know, potentially this could be a case. I'm going to say that it is a case.
Okay.
And I'm going to say
that
he got a Chinese and not a Mandarin dictionary, so he loses.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. Mr. Penny, what say you, my friend?
Dun, dun, dun. Those of you who are just joining us, Case or No Case is about Cal Hunter, our illustrious 3-time Emmy Award nominee but never,
never a winner. Yes, yes.
producer that tries to give us a case scenario, and we need to determine whether or not it's a case and what the outcome is or if it's not a case. Now, he is a good actor, let me tell you. He is actually the voice of Cal Worthington in Los Angeles on the TV commercials, and he has been on TV many a times.
True.
Cal Hunter is a very sly fox.
Yes.
And let me tell you, though we're the bright lawyers, he is much smarter than us and always tries to trick us.
No, no, I'm not.
And so I'm a Sicilian, and I think that I can figure out what Cal is doing at all times.
A Sicilian,
and I think that I know what you're doing to me, Cal. And I think what's happening right here is Cal brought up a real scenario, but a real scenario that's not true. But the problem is, it's so stupid, this case, that it's got to be true. So I'm going to say no case because it's just a scenario and it's not true.
So you're going to stick with that, really, after all of that whole Sicilian stuff?
Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I just want to say that's what I think is happening. I think you're tricking us.
Okay.
All right.
That's fair enough.
Roll it.
So I think now I have an opportunity there because, really, it is very possible. If you think the damage that could be done to a guy trying to do business in Chinese,
mm-hmm.
and he goes up and says, you know, whatever he says, and really what he says is your fly is undone or whatever, you know, it would cause some problems.
That's the first time I've heard that happen before.
Yeah. Right. But the professor professor, when he went to him and said, you know, it's so complicated, that stuff happens, so don't worry about it. And so those of you who say it was a case, I'm sorry.
Yes! Fred Penny, winner!
Fred Penny wins in this case, and I'm sorry.
Is it a scenario, though?
It is a scenario, but
yes.
It's not really, it's a made-up scenario.
I get 2 points. No, I said no case.
It's one I made up. I'm sorry. So, Fred, you get 2, and I'm sorry, Denise, you don't. But wait. Next time I have a tax-related case or no case that I think you might like. And by the way, we have 2 minutes left. So.
2 minutes left. Hey, I want to thank, and we have new affiliates. Joe Spera is our affiliates relations guy. We have this past week, the following have picked us up. That is KITZ, Silverdale, Washington, 1480 AM. Welcome. KGTK in Olympia, Washington, 920 AM. Welcome. KDJI, Holbrook, Arizona, 1270 AM. Welcome. And KVWM, Shallow, Arizona, 970 AM. Welcome. And finally, WTEL, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 610 AM. I think that's our first Philly, Philadelphia. We're in Philadelphia.
And Holbrook is huge. I mean,
I don't know. All I got to say is people like our show. I don't know why. It's probably because they like Todd and Denise, but I'm here filling in for them. Hey, listen, there's a couple of things I want you to understand. The first thing is, before we go out, I went to the bank. I had to give them a check. The lady said, I was literally 6 feet away. She says, back up, sir. You're a little too close. She had the mask on and the hands. And, you know, joke me. What do? I go back and sit back in the desks over there. And she starts talking to me. I said, what's that? What's that?
She security.
Goes, no. She was like, two of us in there. And I was talking to her from like a mile away. Then I walk over and I grab stuff. You could tell she was a little arrogant.
She wasn't impressed with the whole thing.
No, we'll be back. We're going to talk about the coronavirus cases. There's about 4 or 5 we got to discuss. We'll be back.
We hope the coronavirus doesn't affect you, but we also hope you can make the best of a bad situation for all of us with a positive outcome for the whole country and the world for that matter. So stay tuned. There's much more Radio Law Talk straight ahead right here.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast, 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. President Donald Trump signed an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package into law after swift and near unanimous action by Congress to support businesses, rush resources to overburdened health care providers, and help struggling families during the deepening coronavirus epidemic. Democratic Representative Anthony Brown of Maryland called for the vote.
The question is on adoption of the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
The ayes have it.
President Trump said this will deliver urgently needed relief. As he signed the bill into law in the Oval Office, he thanked members of both parties for putting Americans first. The legislation will speed government payments of $1,200 to most Americans and increase jobless benefits for millions of people thrown out of work. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Oh, come on. Oh, stop it.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So those of you who don't know, Denise is an Oregon duck, and she's from Oregon. And the coronavirus, there's people out there that actually take advantage of natural disasters or issues. In fact, there are laws, by the way, concerning natural disasters and you not taking advantage of people during those time periods. And by the way, Denise is a family law attorney. I'm a personal injury lawyer. Todd Cunin's a former prosecutor for the DA's office and now has his own practice doing criminal defense. But in Oregon, apparently... this is what I call dumb criminals. This is, you know, you see those things as like dumb criminals. This one takes the cake. So with the coronavirus going on, and believe me, people are not going to be very kind to you if you're doing something to take advantage of it, especially severely taking advantage of it. He steals these respirator masks, cases of them, from, quote, the Rebuilding Center in Portland.
Right.
And he steals 20 to 25 cases of these masks, which, by the way, each case holds 400 masks. So add up 25 cases times 400. I don't have my math calculator going, but that's a lot of masks that our nurses and our doctors don't have that they need. And guess what he does? you know what? I know I'm going to make some money on this. I'm going to put it on Craigslist. Not only on Craigslist, but in the general area where they're from.
Because the cops will never look there.
No way,
man. They'll never look there.
Yeah, I'm going to make bucks, man. We're going to make big bucks on this. Yeah. Yeah. We got no more llamas outside and cows. We're going to make some money. We're in Oregon. And we love Oregon, by the way. We're in Medford, Salem, and Grants Pass, and we love you guys.
But and I grew up in the Oregon area, and my early years were just outside of Salem in Independence.
But Denise, what's going on here with this Oregon guy?
And well, he thinks he's going to make a ton of money. And yeah. These are the N95 respirator masks. These aren't just regular ones. These
right.
are the ones that...
These are the good stuff.
These are the good stuff that are the triple layer, really finely done, to where doctors and nurse, first responders, period. First responders are feeling like they need to have this for their protection. So he's out there... You know, taking these, put them on Craigslist, trying to go to the highest bidder. And, you know, the whole value of all of it was only about $2,500. But that's grand larceny, isn't it?
All I got to say is, yeah, got some masks here. Yeah. No, let's see. You're in a trailer up in the mountains. Is that what? Yeah, that's what I deal with is masks. That's my job. So, anyway, they recovered almost all of them. And you know what this company did? It donated them. Once the police recovered them, it donated them to the hospitals.
Just remember, Oregon is one of the first states to legalize recreational marijuana. No known connection, but I'm just saying, this
yes.
sounds like a guy who gets all toked up and goes, hey, man, we got a plan.
I can go to the drive-thru marijuana dispenser.
Yeah.
And you know what? Just like that, in Arizona, a man stole dozens of coronavirus testing kits from a health clinic. He posed as a driver, a delivery driver,
oh,
rolls into Arizona, into this clinic, this health clinic, and says, check it out, man. Let's grab some of these testing kits. Now, how do you sell that? Now, okay, you steal it. How do you sell that? George, yeah, I mean, hey, I got some stash.
You take it to your neighborhood bar and you go, hey, dude, so something fell off the truck. But what's interesting is most of those kits have to go back to D.C. for verification.
That's exactly. Right. What are you doing? Are you on the corner going, here's some ganja, and oh, by the way, you want a testing kit? What? How do you sell that? So anyway, you know, that it's all working out. We're getting everything back. But it just cracks me up what some people do during these crises, and then this is again. I wish our criminal law attorney was here, but I don't know. It doesn't. It just doesn't say what their.
He just tweeted me. He said, "I'll take that case."
Oh, I just got to say, okay. Talk.
No, he did not.
Yeah, no, he probably would take that case. So you know, here's the other thing that's interesting. Let me tell you what else is going on. So we've got issues, and this is a serious issue with individuals. You know, what do they tell us to do? They tell us to stay at home, stay away from people six feet, except your family. Our family's together. And let me tell you the nice thing about it. Can I tell some positive things about the coronavirus?
Sure.
The positive thing about coronavirus is well, there's positive and negative. The negative is you're going to get a divorce if you're around your spouse too much, maybe. But the positive thing is that you're around your family more. I mean, it forces me as an attorney that I work very hard. Our firm is a large firm. We're a successful firm, and I work 24/7. It seems like I work 24/7. This has forced me to back off and spend a little time with the family. In fact, yesterday was the first day I took some time off and spent all day working out on my ranch, fixing fences and hanging out with kids and grandkids and whatever, but it forces us. I guess that's the only positive thing. But what it's doing is people together, where are people together, Denise? They're together in the prisons and in the jails systems. Now, that's where they're worried about getting coronavirus.
Or
homeless camps. But at least they can,
well,
at least they can leave.
That's where the term shelter in place came,
right.
Was that it was for homeless people to find shelter and stay there. It wasn't just for that, but you know what I mean. It was to include them
right.
in the idea that it was.
But here's the difference:
to be social distancing.
They can leave. They're not forced to stay where they are. Where when you're in prison or jail, you're stuck there.
True.
And so, not that everybody's feeling sorry for people in prison and jail, But now we've got individuals. We had Avenatti last time try to get out of jail, right? Saying
right.
that let me out because
and,
of coronavirus.
And they've given him another chance to try that again. So in other words, when they dismissed it or denied it at first, they did it without prejudice. But now they have given him the sign that he can re-ask for that. And there's also Weinstein has coronavirus, and he was in Rikers, and he got transferred to a different prison, and he's tested positive for
coronavirus. Yeah, now he's brought a motion. Well, don't forget, he was, from when he was convicted, he was taken to Bellevue Hospital. Remember, he had the heart issues. He got a stent put in his heart, and then he's been to Rikers.
Which is the hardest prison in New York.
And apparently, well, he's not in Rikers. I don't know where he is, but Rikers.
No, he
in
was
New York.
In Rikers.
Yeah, Rikers Island. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
He was.
And then he got transferred to Wynn Day Correctional Facility, which is in Buffalo.
But at Rikers, 38 people have already tested positive as of last week. So you're confined with these people, and if anywhere coronavirus is going to take off, it's going to be within the prisons and the jails. So what's happening is the Weinsteins are saying, look, here's a situation and his attorneys are bringing motions to saying, this guy is not a threat. He's not going to run away. Send him home, put him on a, monitor, put a
ankle monitor
on him.
Right.
And let's just not, he's not, just because he's convicted of a felony doesn't mean he's supposed to die from coronavirus.
Right. And the other person who's making the similar motion is Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I was just going to talk about that.
Yeah. And that's because he's blind currently. I didn't realize he was blind. He's fully blind now.
Yeah, so Bill Cosby has just brought, they haven't officially brought the motion yet. They're saying they are bringing the motion to, he's 82 years old. He's blind. Now here's, Me Too movement, people that are, believe that he should do time. We have to step back and look at a couple things. And I'm not saying this is the right or wrong answer. The question you ask yourself at these times and during these times, they're going to be letting people out of prison and jail early. In fact, one state just let out 300. New York just set up. Bill de Blasio just announced 300 nonviolent elderly prisoners are going to be released from Rikers Island.
And in California, they've stopped all new prisoners flowing into the state system, whether they're juveniles or adults.
Right.
They just put a halt on it right now.
That's
well,
right.
What they've also done is...
And that was a governor's executive
correct,
order.
Correct, executive
right.
order.
Well, what I understand, again, I don't know all the details, but my understanding is it's for smaller... they are taking people with serious crimes there, but not smaller felonies or misdemeanors, petty thefts, thefts like that. They're just giving them a basically notice to appear instead of them showing up. So we better be careful. I don't think it's for serious, like murder or attempted murder or burglar or other types of burglary. I wish Todd was here. He probably knows the answer. But I think they are, Cal, but look that up. Because I know for petty thefts they are, and I have actually talked to a judge about it, and that's what he said. But yes, I want to talk about the Bill Cosby thing. So this is what I want to ask you guys. Everybody out there, you can chime in at 855-LAW-RADIO. You could chime in and tell us, is Bill Cosby a threat? Should we let this 82-year-old blind man out? Is he a threat to society? And I know people say, well, that has nothing to do with it. The answer is no. He's not a threat to society. I doubt it. Let me back up. I doubt it, being his age, blind. But, people say, well, he still needs to pay for his crime. But still, should Bill Cosby let out? Because of the coronavirus.
And because of his age.
Yeah, because of his age. We're going to be back, and we're going to talk a little bit about that issue.
Yep, which seems as threatening days may be over. So we'll talk about that and more right here next on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away, there's much more coming up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Todd has kitty.
Are you serious?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Well, he does.
I know. Enjoy your kitties. Todd is single, by the way, you ladies out there that are joining us from the new affiliates. And Todd's single.
And I saw something today that just confused me.
Mark.
He has a dog, apparently, that plays the guitar.
Wow. Yes.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it's. I think is his name Elvis? I don't know what his name is.
I don't know. He's the cutest dog, though.
Oh, yeah?
All I got to say is Todd's got kitties. Single with kitties, that's why he'll never get married. So, anyway. Todd's not here. I can make fun of him. Hey, you know, we're going to get back to Cosby, and I really want to talk about this. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, those of you who are quarantined, sitting around. And listen, if you want to hear our show, and a lot of times affiliates play it for 1 hour, 3 hours. We're a 3-hour live show, Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. Go to www.radiolawtalk.com. Click on the live button. You can listen to us live if affiliates aren't covering us. But tell your local affiliates, you know. There's a lot of people out there that are joining. It's coming up fast, the show. Breaking news. We want to tell you, this just came out. This is according to the Daily Mail. President Trump is considering quarantine the whole all of New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey in desperate efforts to show this to slow the spread of the coronavirus. He said, he didn't say he's going to, he said, quote, "We'd like to see New York quarantine because it's a hot spot," which is true. New York is a hot spot right now. New York, New Jersey, maybe one or two other places, certain parts of Connecticut quarantine. "I'm thinking about that right now," he said. "We might not have to do it, but there's a possibility that sometime today we will do a quarantine. Short term, 2 weeks for New York, probably New Jersey and parts of Connecticut." I thought it was going to be the opposite. I thought he was going to say, let's just drop this quarantine because the economy is suffering so much. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
Well, I think he's facing the real possibility that there's going to be a huge shortage of the respirator or the ventilators.
It's not going to matter if people are all going to be out of work, committing suicide and doing all types of stuff like that. That doesn't, you know, that's one argument that people say. I'm just telling the argument. So what do you do? The whole economy tanks and the whole world goes down, and next thing you know. I don't know if that's politically correct because we're politically neutral here, but there's two sides of stories. As lawyers, we argue both sides. So I don't know. I'm glad I'm not the president making the decision. We're just here at Radio Law Talk enjoying life, kind of enjoying life. Actually, I like being here with you, Denise and Cal. We really enjoy this. Now, Bill Cosby, let's talk about this. Now, what do you guys think? Why can't they release Bill Cosby? He's not a threat. He's 82 or 85. He's blind. He's not going to go out. The odds of him going out and doing something are slim and none. What is it? What do you think? Why, Cal, what do you think?
The district attorney is elected. And remember, it was the handling of this case that flipped everything over and turned one DA out, got another DA in, got another guy appointed judge. This whole mess was the political pressure surrounding whether or not to prosecute Bill Cosby in the first place.
Yes, and you're right, Cal, you're right on. Yeah. So if those of you who go back to our podcast, just type in Bill Cosby. We've talked about it before. This is up on appeal, and I've said it. I think this thing might be appealable, Bill Cosby, if he lives that long, for it to get appealed, because there is what I believe the possibility of huge conflicts of interest of the prosecutors and or the judges in his case.
So the one thing that politicians react to is constituent pressure. And I'm sure one prosecutor is thinking, do I want to be the guy that let out a convicted serial female abuser? Do I want to be the guy that let him out?
Right, and I think that's going to be an issue.
I'm sure the governors feel like that too.
Because, I would imagine so.
You know, why would I commute his sentence? Why would I do this because it could be suicide?
And I agree with that.
Political suicide.
If he was a nobody, they probably would have let him go. Blind, 82. You know,
no brainer.
They probably, you know, not going anywhere. Well, here's the interesting thing. So they're thinking of bringing a motion to allow him to leave the facility and go home monitored, and that's where he serves out the rest of his sentence. Well, I would say at least during the coronavirus outbreak. But here's the one issue that they're arguing. The Pennsylvania Department of Correction argued and said, by the way, you can make that argument, but there are no inmates within the whole system, at least according to them at this time as of a few days ago, that have tested positive for the virus. So he can argue that, but right now there's nobody.
It's a straw man argument. There's no.
Yeah. And the question is, you know, they said they have plans also, because he's in the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections. They also have a plan in place if there's a breakout. They have a quarantine setup area within the prison system. So, but guess what they're doing there? Bill Cosby's probably not, because he can't see, but they're making masks right now. Instead of license plates, they're making masks in the prison system. So
a lot of volunteer groups are doing that, too, which is really very cool that people are you know, having the, you know, they're stepping up and use. I understand that Joanne's Fabric, you call them up and say, I want to get this cotton stuff, they'll cut up in squares and deliver it to you out the front door because they recognize how important this is. So that's really great.
Todd texted me about that one issue. He said, just remember, this is our Todd that's homesick. He's sick with, believe it or not, allergies. Right now the allergy season's so bad in California he can hardly breathe. He says, just remember, this is Todd, the requests for early release are typically made to the sentencing judge. So the concern for constituents is real, but it's the judge who would be concerned. Remember the Stanford swimmer case.
But that depends on the state and whether or not the judges are elected.
Yeah, that's true.
Some are not elected, some are appointed. Some ways you can't remove them, but for a crime.
But this is the federal case, so it's likely he's ratified by some electoral process. But the prosecutor, I'm sure, would be the guy who said, now I've got to stand up and fight this.
Yeah.
I've got to stand up and fight this because I don't want to be the guy who let him out on the street. I mean, really, the political implications of this can kill a career. I think.
Yeah, and that's interesting. I don't know. I wonder sometimes they're sworn an oath to do what's right, whether it kills their political career or not. And you've got to be very careful in when you swear that oath, whatever you are, if it kills your political career, but it is what's right, you've got to do it. And those judges are that's important to me. I think that judicial system is our last defense, guys. That's it. It's our last defense. So let's talk about Jussie Smollett. Denise, what do you think?
I think
think there's something going on?
Something is going on with him, but I don't think it's...
Can I read something?
Intelligence.
Can I read you something, please?
Sure. But by the way, Todd says judges in Pennsylvania are elected. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm going to read something. Yeah. Ready for this? All right. There's a little story. A shepherd boy tended his master's sheep near a dark forest not far from the village. Soon he found life in the pasture very dull. All he could do was amuse himself with the talk of his dog and play of his shepherd pipe. One day, as he sat watching the sheep in a quiet forest and thinking of what he should do, should he see a wolf, he thought of the plan to amuse himself. His master had told him to call for help should a wolf attack the flock, and the villagers would drive it away. So now, though he hadn't seen anything that even looked like a wolf, he ran toward the village, shouting to the top of his voice, "Wolf, wolf, wolf!" As he expected, the villagers who heard the cry dropped their work and ran in great excitement to the pasture. But when they got there, they found the boy doubled up with laughter at the trick he had played on them over and over again. Then one evening the sun was setting behind the forest and the shadows were creeping out from under the pasture. A wolf really did spring from the underneath underbrush and fall upon the sheep. In terror, the boy ran toward the village shouting, "Wolf, wolf, wolf!" But though the villagers heard the cry, they did not run to help him as before. "He cannot fool us again," they said. The wolf killed a great many of the boy's sheep and slipped away into the forest. Jussie Smollett just said that he had been attacked by, at 2 a.m. in the morning, some Oriental individuals wearing MAGA hats, and said that they spit on him or something like that. And
coughed on him.
Coughed on him and tried to get him and said, "We're giving you the Chinese coronavirus."
So they were Chinese men, and they said they were going to give him the COVID-19.
Attacked again. What an amazing
coincidence. At 2 a.m. in the morning. What are you doing at 2 a.m. or 4 a.m.?
Isn't that when the bars
3 a.m. 3 a.m. What are you doing at 3 a.m.? All I got to say is, even if it did happen, dude, look, exactly. I read you the story. I hope your mom read you the story.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to be back hour two. Remember, if you want to join us and your radio station turns off, it's www.radiolawtalk.com. Click on live. I'm your host, Fred Penny.
Case or no case, dealing with taxes in the COVID era. Coming up next hour on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.